Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. It's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Now, tonight's going to be chilly, down in the 40s. Do you leave the doors open? Do you leave a door open or a window open? I announced yesterday to Joe, to Emily, to myself, hey, air conditioning's off, all right? 70 degrees, which is lower than the AC. There's no reason for that to be running, right? And it's certainly not cold enough to fire up the heat. So you guys, you can open the windows, leave the windows. I don't really care, but I opened them, man. A great sleeping weather. That's the way it's going to be for the next couple of days. So Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. Looking forward to that. It's been a while since Dinesh was here. He's got a brand new movie out called Vindicating Trump. Looking forward to seeing that as well. Greg Peterson, our guy on tech and the scary interweb dangers, he's going to be with us as he is every Tuesday at 4:35. Your texts, of course, of the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I guess the tech issues we're having today, Jeremy was told, are caused by, everyone now with a straight face, solar flares. Wow. Who knew? Exactly. Nobody, because that's not the case, I'm sure. But anyway. All right. I'll just sit here, and if that's the official explanation, Germ, then by God, that's what it is. It's solar flares. Kamala Harris, our not ready for primetime vice president, seems to have a campaign that is imploding. Now, maybe I'm wrong and maybe I'm biased. Well, I know I'm biased, but I got to tell you something. I don't think I'm wrong. I'm looking at what's going on right now with all of these unforced errors. And I'm thinking, you're going to steal this thing from yourself. All of those Democrats who were engaged in that coup to get rid of Joe Biden and install Kamala Harris. You see what you're getting, right? There's some new data coming out, and it is bipartisan data that is making very clear that the so-called blue wall that Kamala Harris was counting on, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, is actually beginning to collapse. And there's some major warning signs for Democrat senators in the Midwest as well. Why? Well, Kamala Harris is a terrible candidate. Yes, but we knew that. Kamala Harris doesn't know what she's talking about. Well, okay, but again, we knew that. So what's different in really the last few days? How about a bunch of unforced errors? How about the fact that she was on The View this morning? And I swear, I'm not subjecting anybody to that except for one clip, and I can't even be bothered to get it today. Honestly, I saw it and I thought, no. Now, Jerm, if you want to do it, if the solar flares, quote, die down, you can see it. But she was on with The View, and she was asked, hey, you know, you're the change agent, because that's how Kamala Harris is positioning herself, as the change agent. And they asked her flat out, what would you do differently than Joe Biden? And her answer was nothing. Well, then how much of a change are we going to get? I mean, I know we got what was it, hope and change, or hoping for change when Barack Obama was right? Wasn't it hope and change? And now it's joy. Well, what does joy mean?
Well, I don't know.
Well, how am I going to explain that to the clerk at the store? Seriously, I go into the supermarket. Let's say I go over to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. Now, I love Tom and I love TJ, and I think they're pretty fond of me. That's where Heidi and I do most of our shopping, as much of it as we can. What if we get to the checkout line and the clerk, the cashier, has rung up the order? I don't know, say for the sake of argument, it's It's $102. I'm just pulling numbers. Actually, let's make it $1,140. See, $1,140. And we say, oh, well, we don't have any money, but joy. Now, that cashier, even though it's a very professional cashier, because that person works for Tom Leonard, which means they're top of the heap, that cashier is going to look at me and say, I'm sorry, what? Joy. Okay, but you have to pay for your... No. We don't have any money because Kamala Harris is in the White House, but we have joy. Can I write that on the mortgage payment? Like, let's say, well, I guess we do direct deposit, but let's say you get a bill. I don't know, pick a bill, any bill. And instead of doing, you know, electronic transfer, because they're going to ask you for numbers and they're not going to take anything except numbers. But what if you said to the, you had the paper thing and you wrote on there joy and you sent it back? You think they're going to let you keep your car after a couple of months? You think they're going to let you live in your house? I mean, you're writing right there, joy, right on the mortgage statement. Or you're paying rent. I don't think it's going to work. All right, Jeremy has once again performed head and shoulders above everybody else. Jerm has Kamala on The View. All right, let's give it a listen there, buddy.
What do you think would be the biggest specific difference between your presidency and a Biden presidency?
Well, we're obviously two different people, and we have a lot of shared life experiences. For example, the way we feel about our family and our parents and so on. But we're also different people, and I will bring those sensibilities to how I lead. You know, for example, I know we're going to talk today, but one of the issues that I'm very focused on is what we do around home health care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have done a lot of work as it relates to, sadly, but violence against women and children. I care right. a lot about that. I love our small businesses. Mm-hmm. My mother raised my sister and me predominantly, but we had what we called a second mother who lived two houses down who helped my mother raise us. Mm-hmm. She was a small business owner. I love our small businesses. And so the influence of a personal experience will have its impact on the presidency.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. No, seriously, riddle me this, Batman. You're going to be a change agent. And by definition, a change agent is an agent for change. Not just an agent for change, but a change agent who will change things because they're going to be an agent for change. And you've been part of every big decision. But you're going to change all the big decisions, except now you just told us you wouldn't do anything differently. What am I missing here? I mean, besides a cocktail or, you know, a spliff. What am I missing? How does any of this stuff make sense to anybody? There's not a freaking thing that she has said that makes sense to anyone living on planet Earth. None, none, none. Nothing. Well, I'm going to change everything, but I wouldn't have done anything differently. Well, then you're an idiot, or you're high, or you're drunk, or, sadly, we have worked option D in all of the above. honest to goodness, I want to cry. My hair hurts from listening to this. And I apologize because I really do believe that that some of you who are kind enough to listen to this program are now dumber because you had to listen to that. And I apologize for that.
Good grief.
No kidding. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing that she's saying makes any sense to anyone on planet Earth. So maybe we need another option. Other planets? Do we have life on other planets?
President Trump incited an erection.
Well, I know, but you wouldn't do anything differently. I just don't get it. Well, actually, I do get it. Here's the campaign. Hey, I am a woman, and I happen to be a black woman. Go ahead, say something. That's the campaign. It really is. That's the campaign. John from New Kent sends a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, you haven't factored in DEI in affirmative action. That's the only way that someone as stupid as Kamala Harris could have gotten as far as she has.
Come on, man.
Well, no, I'm telling you, I just do not believe that she's stupid. 757 says, though, but wait a minute, Jeff, you said she was smart. Give us an example of her smartness.
Yeah. And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We got some great weather for the next couple of days. It's going to be cool. I don't know how to break that to you. You know what the high on Thursday is? 65 degrees. Yikes. But if that scares you, the high on Sunday is going to be 81. So we're kind of all over the place. There will be something that you like. I can almost guarantee it. Chronic Care of Richmond. Text line 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Jared from Mechanicsville says, Jeff, Kamala Harris says she is for women's safety. Her husband beat his ex-wife. She's married to a wife beater. Now, I don't know about beating the ex-wife. The allegation is that her husband slapped a former girlfriend at the Cannes Film Festival, and her husband absolutely positively impregnated the babysitter nanny chick in the first marriage. So that's already, that's out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 804, Jeff, concerning Kamala Harris being smart, you are behind the times. No kidding. There was a great documentary that was on a TV station about a month ago about how both candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, got their starts. It was a documentary. Kamala Harris dated Willie Brown. Yes, I know. I was in San Francisco when she was doing that for a long time prior to being handpicked by Brown, who she was dating. Yes, I absolutely know that. How she slept her way to the top. Well, you know, people can describe it that way, that's for sure. Also shown in that documentary, after Donald Trump won in 2016, she had a news conference after that, and he won, stating she would back BLM. All right, well, you're all over the place, but let me explain to you what you actually are really trying to say. I don't know about the documentary, but I was there when she was with Willie, and Willie was married. And everybody knew that Willie Brown was married. And there's this priceless clip out there that a local TV reporter in San Francisco goes up to them and they ask Kamala Harris, are you his daughter? Referring to Willie Brown. And she gets really, really annoyed. Oh, my God. She is not happy about that question at all. Quick note here. Let me, Jeff, I am a Better Business Bureau member. Yeah, well, so am I. I was doing a job about 10 years ago. I asked the customer, a very beautiful single woman, how she found me. She said the BBB directory. I laughed and I said, I didn't think anyone used it. She said, look at me. Okay, I know I'm beautiful and I'm not just going to rely on a website. Wow. My dad and brother aren't in the area. Businesses are vetted by the BBB. Trust me, I know a lot of single women who use it. I was dumbfounded. I had never looked at the Better Business Bureau that way. That's Tom and King William. I think it's a great point. I was talking about the Better Business Bureau a little bit earlier. My speaking business, such as it is, we're BBB accredited, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I believe in them. So, yeah, I think if you have the chance, you absolutely ought to be to do that. Oh, all right. Well, fire off a clip, Germ. I don't care. Pick a clip. I was gonna go here and research, but no, go pick a clip then, Jeremy. You just pick your own stinking clips. How about cut number five?
Are you?
And solar flares? All right. How about
that? Fine women?
Are you his daughter?
No, I'm not.
Oh, guess what? Are you his daughter? I'm sorry. Play that one. Let me give everybody the lay of the land quickly. Just play that one more time. This is that clip. God, Jeremy is good, isn't he? He found it. This is years ago when she is dating Willie Brown, who is a married man. She was not, just for the record. But a local TV reporter asks her, are you his daughter?
Fine women?
Are you his daughter?
No, I'm not.
You got to see the look on her face, like she smelled something nasty. Oh, she was not happy with, are you his daughter? Yeah, yeah. All right. Hey, coming up at 4:35, Craig Peterson will be here. All the threats online tomorrow morning at 6. Not a threat online at all. My friend John Reed doing great work. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Are you his daughter?
No, I'm not.
4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got Dinesh D'Souza dropping by just about an hour from now. Looking forward to chatting with him again. It's been a while since he has been on. We had Gordon Chang on earlier. If you missed my chat with Gordon, the threat from China, man, just head online, newsradiowrva.com, newsradio.com. WRVA.com, and you will be able to find the entire conversation there. I would urge you to check that out. You know, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line always available to you at 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We got some great people who were part of this program, and Craig Peterson happens to be one of them. Craig is our go-to guy on not just tech issues. You know, he's not going to tell you how to unbrick your phone, although that's probably not a bad piece of information to know. And I am sure that Apple's never do that. But how to stay safe online. There's a lot of stuff out there that can be very, very dangerous. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys like the lineup. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, you are part of the star-studded extravaganza today. There's never, ever any problems with the Apple phone. Is that correct? The iPhone, never, ever?
You're 100% correct, sir.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to the cybersecurity side, believe me, there is nothing like an iPhone. When it comes to problems and repairs and things, Macs and iPhones tend to last a very long time. You know, if you're buying a laptop from one of the big box retailers and you're spending just a few hundred bucks on it, the average lifespan is about 7 months. That's it. So the Apple costs you a lot more, the iPhone costs you more, but it's made with quality components that's going to last, and Apple supports the phones for 7 years, so there's not much to complain about. And you know what, Jeff? You don't have to buy the latest model. You don't have to go get a 16. You can still buy 15s, you can get 14s, you can get 13s, and most of the carriers out there, the telephone companies, will give you one for free. It's really a good deal.
Let me tell you the personal motivation for asking you, all right? Now, I was driving this morning, and I was going someplace. I'm not even allowed to talk about it, but it was to someplace and to do something that I was going to get some photos of, very, very important, meaningful photos. And as I was driving, I was listening to, some podcast on Spotify, and all of a sudden, it seemed as if Spotify was there, and behind the Spotify screen was the regular phone screen, but I couldn't get anything to work, you know? And I thought, well, oh, you just power it down, you know? That's right. That's the cure-all. It's like hitting it where it's already dented. But it wouldn't even do that, and I know you're going to lecture me about the Droid, but it wouldn't do that. And then I thought back to the good old days, Craig, when you just popped the battery out of the back, and all was right with the world. So, I felt like I had been transported back in time. Now, I don't know what happened, but somehow, some way, and I think every thing that goes wrong today, we're blaming on solar flares. So maybe it was a solar flare that hit my phone.
Yeah.
But I swear to you, I was terrified that this phone, which, you know, was supposed to be amazing, was all of a sudden going to be a brick and there wasn't going to be a damn thing I could do about it.
Yeah. Well, there's, believe it or not, most people aren't aware of this, but there are cosmic rays out there that come through our atmosphere. They make it through some the upper layers of the atmosphere, come all the way down, and will cause corruption in computer memory, in your memory on your smartphones, and it can really mess things up. And when you're talking about the solar cycles, and we're in a pretty heavy solar cycle right now, and there is a lot of radiation coming from the sun, and that radiation isn't all stopped by that magnetic layer up there.
Wow. So wait a minute. So the solar flare really could have messed up my phone this morning?
Well, it's entirely possible. Oh. It's more likely if you're in an airplane because you're exposed to more radiation the higher up you are in the atmosphere. And it also, the further north you are, you'll get even more of it. But it's entirely possible. Plus, the cosmic rays that are coming from even black holes are emitting all kinds of nasty stuff. And if it comes in your direction, in fact, if one of those hit the Earth, it would end all life on Earth. One of the really strong ones. But there's small ones all of the time. It's a real problem for satellites. It's a problem for astronauts. And it's even a problem for us here on Earth. And that's why computers that are professional computers have what's called ECC RAM. In other words, error-correcting memory. Because when there is an error that's caused by whatever, it notices it and it fixes it immediately. But you don't see that in consumer equipment.
Oh, my. Is it possible to get it, or is that just out of my price range?
Yeah. No, you can. Yeah, it's not that expensive anymore. Your ECC2 is very good. It's a 2-bit checksum. ECC3 is even better. But again, you have to pay for it. You're not going to get that in a $150 Chromebook. But you will get that in the higher-end pieces of equipment. And you can look for that, too, because if you're doing accounting, if you're doing various types of things, that the numbers matter. And if a bit shifts somewhere, you should be using some of the better equipment that's out there, including the processors. Like the Xeon family of Intel processors is much more commercial than, for instance, the i-series, i5, i7, i9. Xeons are meant to move a lot of data around. So you really kind of have to look at what's your application, what are you doing, and if you're just sending a couple of cat pictures and posting them online, your Samsung will probably do fine.
Now, you know, you lost me after cosmic rays, right? I have no idea, because there's no subtitles for what you just told me, but I'm sure it was very important, and the tech folks among us got it. I do want to ask you, though, and I do remind everybody, Craig Peterson is here, who, in addition to being brilliant, that is on full display every time he's with us, he's really just salt of the earth, a super nice guy who's trying to help everybody stay safe. That's the big issue. You had a piece in your last newsletter about the online scams and how none of us would ever fall for an online scam, and all you have to do is ask us, and we would tell you, not a chance. And that's baloney, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And it's everyone of every age group. This is a great study. If you sign up for the newsletter today, you'll get that. But a great study that looks at the different age groups. And, you know, we all assume it's great grandma and grandpa, right, that are going to have the problems with scammers, right? And they certainly do, because, you know, us older folks, we are much more, you know, what's the right word? Trusting of other people. I think that's the right word. But when we're talking about the younger guys and gals, boy, they are just as vulnerable. And there's another study that found that email addresses, which are important, right? And you don't want to just give them away willy-nilly.
Right.
But that the Gen Zs, the younger people, will trade their email address for a donut. So they're not aware of how scammy things are out there, and scams have increased dramatically everywhere you look. So you got to be careful. So I've got a pointer in the newsletter to a study that was done by Harvard, and I thought they did a very good job. But we got to be very, very careful.
Now, okay, so here's what I am having a little bit of difficulty with, and I believe you because you're telling me that. younger people are giving away their email and their online information anytime that somebody asks for it. Now, I thought that they were, I mean, they grew up with this. I would think they would be far more savvy than, again, you know, grandma who's like, wow, so this stuff flies through the air to another box that looks just like it? That's incredible, right? I mean,
yeah. But that's not true. Yeah, but they become so accustomed to it, and they think they know what they're doing. You know how it is. You remember being in your 20s, right?
Yes.
And so that's where it gets to be a real problem with that generation. And there's another article, and I did not include, maybe I'll try and put it in a future one, but that's talking about Gen Z and how hiring managers are running away from Gen Zs because they don't want to work. They want to show up when they want to show up, do what they want to do, and work from home most of the time because they're comfortable with technology, but not with real life. You know, you don't start a job at $250,000 a year.
And you don't start as the president and CEO? What gives, man?
Yeah, things have changed, haven't they? Someone should talk to the dock workers.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Those guys, God bless them. I mean, they're holding everybody up, and it's like extortion as far as I'm concerned. But their jobs are done, right? Those jobs should have been done by robots 50 freaking years ago.
Yeah, I have two kids who are in the marine industry, and one of them is logistics. She was a Navy officer as well. But anyways, in talking with her about this whole problem, she agrees with me entirely, so she's a smart kid. And what she was saying is, hey, listen, we could really have almost everything done by AI in an automated fashion. You know, we've got to load the ships the right way so they don't tip over when they're in port, and we have to offload it the right way, again, so they don't tip over, and so it is stable when it's at sea. That's perfect for a computer. You've got to take these containers. Everything's containerized nowadays, almost everything. And that container is easily transported and moved to the dock and put aside for that truck that's going to show up next Wednesday to pick up these other ones, right? It's a perfect thing. And yet, I looked at the Wall Street Journal, had the salaries of these guys and gals working on the docks. We're talking about a common salary of $250,000 a year. And they just got, what was it, a 67% increase, and they're going to go back on strike in January?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, let's be honest here, Craig, you and I clearly made the wrong decision career-wise because we should have been dock workers. But you look at the guy who's the president of their union, right? What was it, a 7,000-square-foot home, a Bentley, a $900,000-a-year salary, and alleged ties between some in the union and some in the mafia? I'm shocked. I mean, that's like gambling going on with Captain Renault.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, you look at it and say, well, I wonder if they're trying to make sure that things don't back up because they want Ms. Harris elected president, you know? There's all kinds of ties.
It makes the mind.
But it should be. It should be completely automated. Those jobs should be gone. And other people are losing jobs. And I know that a coal miner can go ahead and become a programmer. President Biden told us that. But dock workers can find other jobs, too.
Yes, they just need to learn how to code. I heard that. They just be
coders. Yeah.
Absolutely. It'll all work out. Hey, Craig, I want people signing up for your newsletter, man, because there's so much in there on a weekly basis. How do they do that?
Well, if you go to my website, craigpeterson.com, craigpeterson.com, right there on the homepage, you can sign up. I'll send you this week's newsletter, and I will also send you all of the future ones absolutely for free. And I'm trying to make the internet a safe place again. One man here working hard. Well, there's others.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty doggone good job, and I always appreciate you being here. Thank you, sir. That is Craig Peterson, and he really is trying to make the web a safer place. That's what it is. Isn't that interesting, though, that your kids and my kids are actually more susceptible to this? Because it's just something they don't even think about. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Is that what it's about? Oh, okay. You know what else is kind of funny there, madam, not ready for primetime vice president? You know what else is, I've observed? The 4 years that Donald Trump was in the Oval Office, did you notice that Vladimir Putin sat in the Kremlin and didn't do any of this wacky stuff? You know, the adventure-seeking behavior that he's engaged in while you and the other guy were in office? It's only after you and your pal, Joe, shuffled into the Oval Office that Vladimir Putin said, oh, yeah, we can totally screw with these people. We can mess with them any day of the week. They're not going to do anything. And guess what? He was right. Now, I know that something behind the scenes must be going on, because former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore has essentially said that every American needs to get a part-time job and then give that money to Ukraine. I don't think I've ever heard anybody as on board with sending American tax dollars into a debacle and a black hole from which there seems to be exactly no progress made like former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. I'm just making an observation just the way it is. What did he say? It was chicken feed, the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars we've given to Ukraine? Chicken feed, I think, is what Governor Gilmore called it. That's atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. You tell that to people who are standing in line at Food Lion or going to the local Wawa and going, hey, wasn't gas 30 cents a gallon less yesterday? Just ask Governor Gilmore. It's chicken feed. You should just suck it up, dude. Get a part-time job so that you can continue this quagmire that is Ukraine. Seriously, what could possibly go wrong? Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed's going to be here. He starts at 6. Make sure you're here for that. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
When was the last time you watched?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.